Welcome back to the Finance Show. I'm here with my co-host, who is Alessio Rostani from LeadingTrader.com, and a man who is unforgettable, Paul Wallace, financial trader from, I thought it was the London Traders Network.
London Traders Network.
Why does it just say financial trader here?
I don't know. I'm not the producer. Cycle the producer.
I will never be the producer, I can tell you that. Right, Paul, what's on your mind at the moment?
Well,
The beer thing tonight.
Well, there's the beer thing tonight. We'll come to that. Okay. We'll come to that later. So, I had a very enjoyable weekend in Ireland this weekend. I went to Kilconomics, which is a comedy and economics festival in Kilkenny.
I don't see why they had to make any distinction between the two pursuits.
To be fair, some people would say many economists are comedians if you ever get to read their forecasts. So, and I think that's kind of the subtle tone of that. So. And it was actually nice to hear Nassim Taleb like rip economists to shreds, basically.
What does he do for a living?
I think he just goes around the world and be grumpy and sweary
and
talk about his stuff. Well, I think those rumours are unfounded, Zach.
It took me a long time to think about it.
But it was very good. And the prevailing commentary that came out of it was that everyone, myself included, is... You know, we're all done with the US election, we're all fed up, we're all done it to death. Now the kind of attention turns to Europe, and it's going to be an interesting 12 months for Europe, we think. So,
it's all over, isn't it?
I think so, yeah, I think so. I think that's what I put up on my, I think that's what I put up on
we're
my
old,
slides for
we're
you.
We're all Claude, what's his name? Juncker, what's his name? I can't remember, Jean-Claude.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone's gonna sort of shed a tear
for him. He'll have to pay for his own alcohol now, won't he?
Pay for his own alcohol, pay for his own fags, pay his own taxes. You know, I don't think anyone will have any sympathy.
Back down to earth.
Back with the rest of us mere mortals and such.
I think even the Roman emperors had a tougher existence than him. Caligula probably had it, you know.
But that's the thing. And in fact, actually, it's one of the things Taleb said was that, you know, in Roman times, okay, you know, the Caesar, he was at the front in the battle, you know, and, you know, he really did have skin in the game, whereas Juncker has no skin in the game at all. If he makes a bad decision,
he would go to the front, but he can't find the front. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, that's it.
All right, let's have a look at the slides, which...
what have we got here?
My heroes.
Is this... There you go. I put this up because, you know, I knew you were a big fan of them in the 80s.
I'm still a fan of them now.
Yeah, you know, you and Europe.
I'd love to have that hair.
Wouldn't we all, Zach?
I would actually take...
Wouldn't we all, Zach?
They said, you don't need to be bald anymore, but you've got to have that hairstyle.
That's
I would
true.
Take that hairstyle.
To be fair, I've been out with you in the evening, Zach, and you still have that wardrobe. So,
it's
very good there. And, you know, your Michael Boltons, all those crooners you used to love back in the day, Zach. But, it was a talk about, you know, is it the final countdown for Europe? We've got an interest in at least three events over the next sort of 9 to 12 months in terms of the Italian referendum, the French election, the German election, and I think the Europe we see 12 months from now could be a very different.
So the Italians have a referendum coming up?
Yeah, so it's the 4th of December, Monday,
yeah,
4th
one,
of December.
Yeah.
So he's put it back. I think he's put it back three times already. Is it?
Why would he want to do that?
Because I think he's terrified that he's not going to win it. Oh. That's the and invariably if he doesn't win it, he like Cameron has staked his premiership on this referendum.
It's not a good thing to do, is it?
It's not a good thing. I mean, it's kind of paid one sort of stuff.
I'm neutral. Whatever you vote for, I'll carry it out. I'll carry out the will of the people.
I will follow the will of the people. But he has staked his entire credibility. He staked his entire credibility on it, and because of the elements that are linked to it, he's in trouble. So I think I put up a slide with. So this is, you know, most of my work is done off the weekly charts, very simplistic, and, you know, just looking at kind of levels. And part of this was driven like conversation with some clients yesterday afternoon about, and they were talking about, you know, what they should be doing about European indices and saying how, on a kind of, you know, we've had volatility because of the Trump election, but actually, if you look at those European indices, they're all very quiet at the moment, really, right? In the kind of the Italy and the MIB, it's like 17,000 is kind of what I'd be looking at as the datum level. If you were to look at it, break it down on an intraday basis, if you're a scalper who scalps those big round numbers, there's been a lot of joy to have been had scalping that big number, but.
Right.
The way I'm looking at that is, okay, that's really going to do nothing until after that election result is going to come out, okay?
So what's Italy's version of Brexit? I think it's called Italeave.
Italexit. So I saw there was some news piece, wasn't there, that Renzi had to do a TV announcement, and he had behind him Italian and European Union flags, And with just minutes before he went on, he removed all the European Union flags and replaced them with just purely Italian flags, sending a message to the European Union that, he's already getting ready to distance himself from
that. So your call on this index is to short, presumably?
Well, the way I trade, I don't carry positions into big news announcements like that.
Sure.
I much prefer to let the news come out,
See
how it responds, and then pick up the pieces afterwards.
Right.
That's my trading style.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's my trading style, which means I give up reward,
yeah.
But on the flip side, I manage risk better.
Yeah.
And I am much better at kind of managing risk. That's me. So
you don't do what I do. You take a position. Go short of the DAX before Trump is elected.
Have to get that in.
Wake up in the middle of the night. Get out and then go back to sleep again. You don't do that.
That's just not me. I'm sorry to say, Zach, but personally, that's my view of gambling. All right, okay. Just lumping on a position before a big news announcement, hoping that it's going to.
That's being really silly. But I mean, just the buy the rumor, sell the news type of thing. I mean, there are setups like that, aren't there?
There are setups like that. And if you had a specific pattern or something you particularly wish to trade, well, then that would be up to your own risk profile to follow. But for me, I'm sat on the sidelines. I'm watching and waiting to see, what happens.
So you like to follow moves or follow momentum.
And that means that I do give up reward, okay? So I'm not in right at the start of a move, okay? And I'm happy with that because I'm not. The way I look at it is, I'm not looking to try and make money. It's not about making money on the day or the week or the month or the quarter. It's about making it year after year after year.
Sure.
Okay, and that is all about managing risk.
Okay, well, let's move along to the situation, which is not much better, is it?
Yeah, just one little interesting for a couple of final points on Italy was that there were the sort of a couple of stats came out that kind of started to interest me. There's 36% unemployment in the under 30 age group. In Italy, which is terrifying, really. And 90% of under 40s are either living with parents or living in flats or houses that have been bought by their parents in Italy, And my own view, all of it, is that when the youth feel as if there's nothing to live for, they've got no chance of prosperity, then invariably people start to get upset. People want change, and that's what we're seeing across the,
some extreme
across the world.
As well.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
That goes against what many of the youth in the UK and also in America voted for, because in the UK, majority of youth were for Remain, weren't they? And same goes in America. Most of the youth were progressive liberals.
Yeah.
So that would be surprising to see if the youth, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but if the youth in Europe feel differently, maybe they feel...
I think they just want... I think
really?
You are right that the majority of the youth voted for the progressive, but only a third of them voted. Two-thirds and didn't even turn up to vote, which is kind of...
True.
kind of defeats the object. But
okay.
France, CAC, same. If you look at that over the last few weeks, it's just doing nothing, all right? 4,500 is the level I'm kind of looking at in there. I see this morning that Q3 unemployment ticked back up to 10% in France. This is, 7-8 years after the crash. The rest of the majority of Western nations' economies and unemployment rates have fallen. Not in France, it's happening. And I think they're talking about France being almost like that kind of canary in the coal mine, right? And we've got the French elections in April. Hollande apparently his popularity rating is something like 4%. It's terrible. The guy's in an absolute he's in a terrible.
At least somebody likes him.
Well, somebody
Literally somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, literally somebody. But the they talk about Marie. Of course, the news is all about Marie Le Pen and her shtick, so to speak. My own view at the moment is I don't think she would win the election, but I think she'll do very, very well. And that in itself will be enough to cause a few sort of shockwaves and tremors throughout it. So 4,500 is that level you can see there. And 45 with a resistance top 46. Okay, that's the kind of levels I'm looking at there at the moment. And then the last one is DAX, I think, I hope. I put in the Spanish one as well. Here we go. I was having purely European flavour, knowing as you did, used to live there as well.
We don't talk about that.
But you can see there, IBEX has done really nothing as well, okay? The way I look at that at the moment is if it drops down to, around about that kind of, I think it, about 8,200 level. I'd be looking at would that possibly be the right shoulder and inverse head and shoulders pattern on the weekly chart, okay? But as I said, I'm working on the weekly charts. I don't have to, you know, I can sit and let these things play out. They'll take their time, and I'm very happy to.
So in other words, you're kind of taking a long-term bullish perspective.
Yeah, I you know, that's what I'd be looking for. But it's, for me, it's all about scenarios. Unless I would look at, right, well, if the market does this, then I will do that. If the market does this, then I'll
Makes
do
sense.
That.
Makes sense.
You know,
just we're running out of time, but on the DAX, wall of resistance at 10,800.
10,800, and if you look at that, the euro has been falling away, and yet it still can't get above 10,800. All right, it still can't. And if we go down to, I think the next slide is a 4-hour slide on it. It's, you know, that 10,800 has been acting as a pretty strong resistance level. Okay, and it just can't get above that.
And just to mention, Paul, we noticed a spike into the resistance and then a failure at that resistance. Typical activity of high-frequency traders is pushing the market into those levels and
absolutely
fooling everybody.
Absolutely. There'll be dealers scalping that 10,800 level. You know, they'll basically fade in that level. And a bit like 17,000 on the MIB, great trade opportunities for scalpers there. For the rest of us, you just watch. And if it can't get above 10,800, it's just, you know, it's going to, you know, it's looking to roll over.
Okay.
And then the last one, and the most important one I know for you, Zach, you can wake up now, you can get engaged now, Zach, is that, you know, the important thing is have a beer with your tribe. So the London Traders Network has got its, we have our social event, 6 a year, one this evening in the cellar bar of the New Moon Pub. And as you well know, Zach, you've been carried out there a few times. And if you can't make tonight, and then you have to be carried in because of the weight of your wallet, Zach. That's what it is.
buying everybody a drink.
And if not, sorry. So the next one is Thursday, 17th of November, and then after that, it'll be January.
Paul Wallace, financial trader from the London Traders Network. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Always a pleasure.